Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is expected to name his running mate later this week for the upcoming presidential election, and we could see a very familiar name on the ballot. Could. WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick is live and local with the details. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Thomas. Well, we'll see or won't she? The betting money in this town is on won't, but you never know. The popular wisdom is that Mr. Biden will go with an African-American woman. However, the governor did get an interview. But you know what? Sometimes in politics, you just kind of do that so that the person involved saves face and say, you know, I was interviewed, didn't get the job. But we'll find out this week. It's an important decision for a lot of reasons. But it would be something if Ms. Whitmer got this thing, because most folks in this town think it won't happen, which means maybe it will. Reporting live from Lansing, Jim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.
The fall is looking gloomy for people who love college football. Is there going to be football this fall? Let's go live to WWJ's Tony Ortiz for the very latest, Tony.
We'll get that answer hopefully today, maybe later this week, Roberta, because the commissioners of the Power Five conferences, a group that includes the Big Ten, are scheduled to discuss possibly postponing the season on a conference call today. The commissioners were part of a conference call yesterday where the issue was tabled, at least until today. With the college football season on the verge of being postponed, however, because of the virus, some of that sport's biggest stars, including Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Michigan defensive back Hunter Reynolds, issued a statement last night on Twitter asking that the season not be pushed back to the spring and for the athletes to have a say in college football both now and in the future. Among the players' demands in that statement, uniform health and safety protocols for dealing with COVID-19, as well as the ability for players to opt out of the 2020 season and still keep a year of eligibility. Will that be enough to save the college football season? Again, we'll know later this week. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Police are gathering more information on an incident that caused a man to throw a brick at a Highland Park liquor store the weekend. Video surveillance showed a man holding a bag over his mouth while walking into Azo's Liquor and then being turned away by the store clerk for not wearing an actual mask. The man then picked up a brick and threw it at the store, breaking a display in a window before leaving the scene. The Michigan Retailers Association issued a statement saying, quote, if you are against wearing a mask, don't take it out on a store. They are not the ones who are ordering this.
A 25-year-old man is behind bars this morning in Washtenaw County for allegedly sexually assaulting a 96-year-old woman. Let's go live to Charlie Langton for the story, Charlie.
Yeah, that suspect's name is Dijon Lynn. He is being held without bond. He's 25 years old, in custody, believed to have assaulted, as you say, a 96-year-old woman. The assault allegedly took place at the woman's home in Ann Arbor on August 4th at about 4 in the morning. Police say that the victim and the suspect live in the same cooperative complex. Police also say that the man broke into the 96-year-old's home by breaking a window, then entering the home, then committing the sexual assault. The victim was treated but released from a local hospital. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Lansing man is in custody in Detroit after turning himself in connection with a triple shooting from over the weekend. Here's WWJ's Jim Matthews.
Police say following the release of photos to the public, the 26-year-old suspect was taken into custody after he walked in and talked with officers at Detroit Public Safety Headquarters on Sunday. He was then taken to the Detroit Detention Center. It all stems from a shooting early Saturday at the Detroit One Coney Island along Woodward in Midtown, where one person was killed and two others injured following an argument inside the restaurant. Another person of interest in the case had come in earlier and was questioned, with police saying that person was released. Police say they're also continuing their search for a second person of interest, and that suspect's picture is up at our website, wwjnewsradio.com. Jim Matthews, WWJ News Radio 950.
A former Fiat Chrysler executive at the center of the UAW corruption scandal is calling GM's latest allegations against Fiat Chrysler scurrilous. Here's a WWJ Autobeat reporter, Jeff
Federal Gilbert. Indictments say Al Iacobelli siphoned money from a union training fund to keep some UAW leaders fat and happy. But Iacobelli's attorney says he never used offshore bank accounts to distribute millions in bribes, GM leveling those charges in an attempt to get their lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler reinstated. Iacobelli pleaded guilty to violating the Labor Management Act and subscribing a false tax return. He has been cooperating with authorities. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Michigan drivers might not be as eager to go to the pump this week, with AAA reporting an increase in gas prices across the state. They're up 6 cents from last week, with the statewide average now sitting at $2.19 a gallon. And there is a bit of good news. Those averages are still way down compared to last year, about 48 cents less than this time last year.
What is going on with the U.S. mail? Two Michigan lawmakers are holding a video conference today to talk about the impact of the United States Postal Service's delays involving Metro Detroiters. Senator Gary Peters recently launched an investigation after complaints from people about getting or sending mail. Unbelievable delays. Peters and Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence from Southfield are concerned that the delays could also play a big role in November, with a lot of mail-in ballots expected for the upcoming elections.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.